Okay, sir, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse will conduct your hearing at this...
No, it's not me.
Oh, oops, oh, I'm sorry. This one is Will Ortiz.
That's it, that's mine.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. David Neal will conduct your hearing at this time, sir, so just hang on to the phone, sir.
Okay.
I apologize.
That's okay, I didn't know there was, so...
Okay, sir, do you remember okay?
Yes.
All right, you find... All right, you get started. Would you state your full name and ABC number for the record, please?
Jose Ortiz, 111-307.
Okay, you're pretty clear that you're going to be executive clemency this morning reference to the community supervision revocation. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing at this time. On the screen to your far left is the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse. Then we have Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's a board chairman. Then we have all on the right is Honorable Lou Canales. My name is David Neal. I'll be hearing you. Also in the room with us today, we have the Honorable Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections, and he'll also represent the parole office today. We're planning this hearing. We received a notification form advising you of this hearing. Do you remember that form, sir?
Yes.
Okay, I'm informing you if I have your right to appear and speak on your behalf or obtain a license of attorney at your own expense. Well, if I'm an attorney, are you representing yourself?
Just representing myself.
All right. At this time, I'm going to swear to you, Mr. Turner. So, the solemnly swear to tell the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes.
I do.
And I should ask, are you here for this gentleman or not?
Okay.
I don't have to swear you.
Okay.
So you're going to be conducted in two phases, sir. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your supervision have been violated. And in phase two, we'll determine whether the community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So for phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the two allegations that are on your warrant. After I read each one, I'm going to ask you if they're true or false, okay?
Yes.
Now, allegation number one, is a violation of order and conditional supervision number four, as demonstrated by your failure to successfully complete substance abuse counseling on or about February 13, 2019, as directed on December 3rd, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
Yes, meaning if I was in the rehab.
Okay, well, the allegation is that you didn't complete the abuse counseling.
Yeah, 2 days
later. Okay, you've
been... No, I didn't.
Okay, so the allegation is true.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So allegation number two is a violation of order and conditional supervision number five, as demonstrated by your engagement in threatening behavior on or about February 28, 2019, at 24601 North 29th Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona. Is that true or false, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Well, based on the conditions of Mr. Ortiz, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent as a violated term conditions of supervision, and that he will have lapses of baccalaureates in the criminal race or company.
Second.
Agree.
Agree.
Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Canales, agreed by Dr. White, Ms. Rittenhouse. All right, so we'll be moving into phase two now. But before we do, Mr. Turner is going to give some background information, so stay on the phone and I'll get right back with you.
All right.
Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Ortiz was released from ADC custody on 9-21-2018 and arrested on 3-1-2019 by ADC on tech violations. No new charges are noted. He is returned back to ADC custody on 3-1-2019 with a CSED of 324-2020. Zero absconders. Current conviction, 2008, armed robbery, 10 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 1994, commitment A, count 1, theft, 1 year. 1994, commitment B, count 1, burglary, 3rd degree, 2 years, 6 months. 1997, theft, 3 years, 6 months. 2001, burglary third degree, 3 years. 2004, commitment E, count one, misconduct involving weapons, 4 years, 6 months. 2004, commitment E, count two, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. This is his fifth term in ADC with a CUIR score of 4, mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 2. STG information, he is a suspected member of the STG New Mexico Mafia of Arizona and self-admitted to being a member of this criminal street gang Barrio Chicanos Locos. Prior terms and supervision, 1997, TR release, arrested, reached CSED in custody. 2000, TIS release, absconded for 4 months, arrested, reached CSED in custody. 2004, TIS release, arrested, reached CSED in custody. Disciplinary is significant and lengthy with forgery, drugs, conspiracy, violence, promoting prison contraband, and weapons noted. Other arrest, 1992, assault, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 1995, burglary, Arizona, unknown. 1997, possession, sell, marijuana, Arizona, unknown. 1997, possess, sell, marijuana, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 1997, theft, Arizona, unknown. He has a GB score of G5, V6.
Thank you, sir. So, Mr. Ortiz, summary of the case supervision. So, September 21st of 2018, you were released to go to TLC Roosevelt in Phoenix. Then on October 1st, 2018, Officer Crumpman received a discharge letter from TLC stating that after being assigned a group ticket, on September 30th, 2018, he became angry because you wanted to go to church, not work. Subsequently, you were removed of your personal property and left TLC facility. Then on October 10th, 2018, you were temporarily reside at 6521 North 60th Avenue, number 2 in Glendale, with a sponsor, which was a girlfriend. Then November 2nd, pardon me?
No, it was apartment number 4.
Oh, okay. A typo on the one thing. And then on November 2nd, 2018, you established residence at MRC located at 24601 North 29th Avenue in Phoenix. Is that where you were still staying when you were violated, sir, at MRC?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Did you have any employment while you were out, sir?
No.
Okay.
Just before I went to the MRC, side jobs here and there, you know what I mean?
Okay. Well, I wasn't so new. I know when you were originally in TLC, those were the ones that controlled when and where you broke.
Yes.
And in MRC, we're not allowed out to work. So, but you worked in between, which is commendable. You know, the time you were able to, you work, whether you do side jobs or something, you know, for regular employees.
Yes, I was working, yes.
Yes, so that's very commendable. So for programming, you were in an open task. And October 3rd, you failed to submit. October 30th, November 14th, November 16th, you tested positive for meth. And then November 2nd, you tested positive for amphetamine. And on November 14th, you tested positive for morphine. So it looks like you've got a continuing drug problem, sir. So why didn't you want to...
That's why I was in MRC.
Okay.
So while I was there, I was good. I was doing what I was supposed to be doing until the last incident.
Well, tell us what happened in the last incident.
Well, they had a wrong, because they said they were looking for drugs and stuff that we weren't supposed to have, you know? So, my wallet came up missing, and it was just misplaced. And my shabby stuff, because there was two people in that cell where I was at. And so I went towards the front, and asking them, hey, what did you do with my wallet? And they were like, if it had nothing to do with food or drugs, because the building I was at was because I was being sanctioned for that last infraction. So I said, all right. So I went back to my house, you know what I mean? And at first they kept telling me to go back to my house, and I didn't, so I disobeyed at the door. You know what I'm saying? So this is where it came about, where I came off threatening to them, you know what I mean? By not following what they were telling me to do.
Okay.
So I ended up finding my wallet, so by the time I went back and attempted to say I'm sorry, apologize and all that, then I mean, it was too late. They were already filling out the paperwork for my violation.
Okay. Well, so, quite a bit of stuff here in the room, other functions and stuff, but so that incident there, so you were not happy because something was missing. And then when they told you to go back to your house, you refused to do it, and they made comments about, violating you, whatever they were going to do to you, and,
yes.
And you went back with some other comments. Well, that's actually, it was a shame, because it looks like you were at least, making an attempt to do the program there, and then it was a pretty good program.
Yeah, I was doing all the programming, I was on time, cleaning rules, all that, you know what I mean? You know, for the 3.5 months I was there, you know what I'm saying? I was already going to complete the program, and then this last infraction is what violated me, you know what I mean? For not obeying the rector that they were telling me to return back to my duty, you know what I'm saying? You know, but I had a lot of reason why I was up there, you know what I mean? But then I found my water and my celly stuff. They put it in my celly stuff, you know what I mean?
Well,
they were searching, you know what I mean? They were searching and moving stuff around, you know what I mean? So they happened to move my water into my celly's area. So that's why I was mad too, because, you know what I mean? You know, why would it be over there when my stuff is on the other side of the room? You know what I mean?
Right.
But then again, they're doing a search, so I understand that part.
Right, well, it just seems that you got a little overly agitated this time as well, between you and staff, so. Well, they had a very tight program there. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions. No questions? All right, so we're nearing the end of your hearing. The board will go into a discussion to make a determination shortly, but before we do, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. If there's anything else you'd like the board to know before we make a decision, now would be the time to tell us. So is there anything else you want us to know?
Yes. I just need you guys to know that while I was there and what I was doing, what I was trying to accomplish, I'm still trying to do that, you know what I mean? Because I'm supposed to be enrolled in another program when or if I get out of here, you know what I'm saying? So if you can think it over and know that I want to still continue to program, you know what I'm saying, when I get out of here. You know, whether it's just AA, NA, the counseling class that I'm talking about, by Kelly Rothman, you know what I mean? She's already approved me to be in her program, and I mean, if or when I get out of here, just to proceed to keep going on that right path that I've been trying to get on, you know what I mean, and that I've been doing since I was in MRC, you know what I mean, and they've seen all the progress that I accomplished while I was there, you know what I mean, so maybe you can think about that, and I have an address and everything that I should go to, you know what I mean? When I get out of here, or if I get out of here, you know what I mean? If you guys do reinstate me, you know, other than that, you know, that's all I have to say.
Okay. All right, well, thank you, sir. Mr. Turner?
Sorry, I apologize, I was going to pick more. There's one note here that I'd like to read. On 3/1/2019, it said, during an investigation into contraband being found inside MRC, intel was obtained that identified offender Ortiz as a leader in the distribution of illegal narcotics inside the unit. Ortiz was named as a kingpin, but not physically handling the products. There were several delivery subjects involved as well. Item discovered on 28th of February, which led to intel was suspected to be heroin, multiple small packages of methamphetamines, approximately golf ball size.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Ortiz, the board's going to go into discussion now. What we'll be doing is talking about your case. You may think we're addressing you, but we won't be. But stay on the phone. You can hear the whole conversation, just remain silent, and I'll get back with you as soon as we've made a determination. Okay, sir?
Yes.
All right, there's no discussion. Well, this is an unfortunate situation with Mr. Ortiz. Looking at the overall information we have and everything that's listed in the warrant, it looks like the POs and the parole staff were trying real hard to work with him. And at least one warrant prior to this that was crossed. But it's kind of back and forth, and then the behavior that was listed as far as what was said. Moving the situation at MRC and all the other information we've gotten from Department of Corrections. I just don't see Mr. Ortiz as a good candidate for return to the supervision at this time, but I'm going to listen to discussion from my fellow board members, isn't he? Nice. Okay, so based on all the information, we're on number 2019W06080. Mr. Ortiz's testimony, the information described by Mr. Turner of the Department of Corrections. I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Ortiz as he was delinquent, violating terms and conditions of supervision when that lapse was not lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Hernandez, and moved by Dr. Wright. Again, Mr. Ortiz, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. You are scheduled to be released on March 24th, 2020. In the meantime, hopefully you can get some programming, as you've indicated you wanted to get if you were released, which would be NA and AA and that type of stuff, maybe some substance abuse courses, and see if you can straighten out your drug situation so when you are released next year that you can remain out of the prison system, okay? You understand?
Yeah, I do understand.
All right, sir, we do wish you the best of luck. This is under hearing, and if you would put the CO3 back on the phone, please.
Yes, sir.